I have a friend of mine in Los Angeles. He's a psychiatrist, just a friend. I don't go to him. Mm-hmm. And he wants to change his entire practice. I really think he wants to be the next John Mack and just handle alien abductees. That's all he seems interested in.
I hope he does.
He's doing research. He's reading John Mack's works. And he's a great psychiatrist. And we need somebody like that in this field.
Yeah, and we need more people. You know, so many people. There have been many abductions, apparently. You know, for again, hearkening to Stephen Greer. Stephen Greer himself is an experiencer. But
true.
Greer, I mean, I truly respect Stephen Greer. I think he's made a very important contribution. But when I was reading his last book, I noticed that he thinks that abductions haven't really occurred. That they're all or seemingly all done by, he calls ARVs, alien recovered vehicles, and maybe black budget people. But the one kind of squeaky point is he says, well, and they have manufactured living entities that look like aliens, but they're not aliens. And the question is, I mean, you would think if they could manufacture living beings to look like aliens, then where would they get that technology? Obviously, there'd be some sort of, you know, there'd be something alien about it to begin with. But, you know, other people, Greer, Mack, I'm sorry, me, David Jacobs,
right.
John Mack, other researchers, abductee researchers are coming up with amazing data. Obviously, you know, I don't even need to mention
Bud Hopkins.
Here. Yeah,
he's another one.
And they agree. And what people are saying is that, you know, there's something. Well, for example, what is that all about? There's a breeding program going on. Aliens, they're abductions, and there's a reproductive procedures. Human reproductive material is taken. And hybrids are produced. You know, what are those hybrids being used for? What is that all about? It's very important. There's a larger political, there's a swim that humans need to get into. In my case, my initial contacts with the so-called elders, I think were ghosted by a much more advanced population. And immediately afterwards, a group that related to the Greys, the hybrids, and what, Philip Kropf, you know, the LA Times,
yeah,
Pulitzer Prize winning reporter calls the IFSP, led by what it reports are called the Verdens, these much more advanced aliens. But they're not as advanced as the ones that I'm referring to, who were ghosting my initial contacts. Shortly after I began contact and started, it takes weeks to even assimilate it, so weird and new to you that you're just in a state of awe for a long time. And when I started sorting it all out, just when I was starting to do that, the Greys and their alignment tried to interpose, and it seems they were trying to just kind of preempt the group that had initiated contact, and they were trying to essentially get me to cease in my
Why?
You know, they would say things, well, to not push my, to look for or explanations to alien physics, to not expand it to a larger sort of galactic.
Were they afraid you were getting too close, that you were going to learn something?
You know what they tried to say? Well, their statements are, and they communicate, you know, they're very intelligent, and they would say that, well, someone might misuse the information. In other words, if you come up with something that's too explicit and the way you are, you know,
yeah,
putting things out, and then someone might eventually misuse the information, essentially about the physics or maybe technology, very ambiguous, little piece by piece. And what they would do is one Grey one time, or a hybrid. You know, when you get to Grey and a Grey hybrid, it's kind of hard to sometimes pick that out. Essentially try to offer little tidbits, essentially that the answer to what I was looking for, the stretching of space-time and the faster-than-light kind of dynamics was involved in a little folding of space-time. Well, if you read Philip Corso, he explained that a long time ago. You know, that was essentially the thesis of what Corso says, the Colonel Philip Corso, the guy who worked in Eisenhower's White House. That was his thesis to begin with, their thesis to begin with, that something was going on with this alien physics in these recovered craft that folded space-time in a strange way to allow for invisibility and to allow for their travel and the weird, what they would do with their technology.
So you would believe that these aliens are from this universe as opposed to a multiverse coming from other dimensions?
Good point. I'd say the abducting aliens are very much as physical as are you and I, and
okay,
even categorically more advanced aliens that could even come from billions of years previous. They're also physical, and as a matter of fact, they stress that. I think what's happening is that humans are beginning being given an introduction, and we're giving a heads up in a sense. There's one group that's here, a large alignment, seemingly, it seems almost awesome to some people, the Greys and related abducting and doing what they appear to be doing. There are other aliens. If you read Jim Morris' book, Secret Agenda, he talked about a competing group that was monitoring the situation, afraid that essentially there was an attempt being made by this abducting group to essentially directly own and control whatever it is about us or around us. And
well, that doesn't sound like a very benevolent group then, does it?
Well, yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, I mean, some people, it depends on the how you approach the subject. It doesn't at all to me. I mean, some people would say, well, this looks like it could be an attempt to take over here or to gain a kind of control, an attempt to essentially hijack the human reproductive process through the taking of embryos and making hybrids and then trying to insert some of them back here. Now, the question would be, why insert them back here? Would this be essentially altruistic, or might it be an attempt to actually insert them in positions of control unknown to us? Now, I'm not trying to offer a science fiction plot. We're talking about a huge program involving many abductees with specific reports about, a large program and direct statements by aliens, by different researchers, all corroborating and essentially overlapping the same details, the same procedures, and the same kind of allegations and behaviors. And they discuss how aliens behave, and you get an idea about how they think. So that group is there abducting and doing what they're doing. Meanwhile, another group is trying to give us a heads up, and that's the kind of contact that I've been involved in.
Now, what kind of heads up?
Well, if you have an intervention by another group, I'm not trying to paint aliens as good and bad. Nothing in the universe, not
oh,
all.
Oh, go ahead, George.
Well, put it this way. It's not that simple. There is no, I don't see, evil is, with is. I don't want to talk
about
evil.
Are you afraid of some kind of ramification on yourself?
No, not at all.
If you call a certain alien group evil, are they going to do anything to you?
No, I have no fear whatsoever. I've already had some things done to me, if you read my book, you see, I want to mention about the book. It's not my website. It's called EYEPOD, and I put it on there for free because given the nature of the sources, I report the sources as much as, say, if a U.S. reporter was in a foreign country and writing about how people live and think there, I report like that. I just report what I've heard, what I've been told. I offer some of my ideas, and I develop some of the ideas I think for years. I read physics and science, and I'm curious about it. And I try to give it as direct as I can. As with David, I have direct quotes. And so what the book is trying to do is trying to step out of our way of thinking and try to look back from the way that aliens think. In other words, how aliens actually think. Based upon what we know, the best, most reliable reports, you look for an internal consistency. People come up with reports. Does it make sense? If you were an alien, if you were like that, would you be doing what they're doing? Well, there's an abducting alignment, but then there's competing alignment, or they're competing others, some more independent. The alignment seems to be rather large, but if you read what Philip Kropp has to say, the given alignment is not even from this galaxy.